This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We love talking about the Knicks and Nets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
All right, let's have a Happy New Year party as of right now. On the Fan, I am Ricky Ricardo. Good to be with you. We are counting down. T-minus 5 hours. Well, actually 4 hours, 59 minutes. Until we can say goodbye to 2025 and say hello to 2026. And we can only hope that at least for the sports fan, and we'll look at it from several different angles tonight, that 2026 can be much better than 2025. Alex Azarn will produce our program tonight. It's New Year's Rick and Eve right here on the Fan. So let's get going. All right. Let me just right off the top say this. No more. We are a little under 5 hours away from a new year. This has been, for the New York sports fan, a really, really tough year. Let us go back and remember in January, for example, both the football teams were out. No playoffs, nothing. Eagles win the Super Bowl. They destroy the Kansas City Chiefs. But as far as New York teams, nada, nothing. Then the Halliburton shot. To me, the key play in New York City sports, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong, but the key moment in New York City sports is the Halliburton shot against the Knicks as Indiana beats New York in six games. Indiana wins again. No Nets. I mean, they put up a fight every once in a while, but there was nothing there. So 2025 had nothing for football, and we'll get into the new season, but starting from the top of the calendar. January, we had nothing with the football. NBA playoffs, Halliburton's shot when he runs back behind the three-point line and hits the back of the rim, and the ball goes straight up in the air, and it comes right back down through the hoop. That's got to be the shot that destroyed the Knicks fans' entire dream of getting to the NBA Finals. To me, that is the most important play in New York sports of 2025. We're going to separate New York stuff from national stuff. Then the Yankees and Mets. Yankees, good season, up and down season, but they ended up with 94 wins. The most wins along with the Blue Jays in the American League, but as luck would have it, it's the Blue Jays that won the season series, and it's the Blue Jays that take them out in the playoffs. The Mets, I swore after the Mets swept the Phillies in late August and cut the Phillies' lead to 4 games, I said to myself, here come the Mets. And they still had another series to go in Philadelphia where they could catch up. And then September was the swoon of swoons, and the Mets choked the entire playoff possibility to the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds of all teams, by losing 2 out of 3 of the final weekend of the season in Miami against the Marlins, who had reservations to literally just drive 2-3 miles to the cruise ships and head to Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, or wherever the nearest beach is. So the Mets' demise in September, the Yankees' demise in October. So we really had nothing to cling to with the baseball. The Liberty could not repeat as WNBA champions. They got knocked out in the first round of the WNBA playoffs. Actually, the Women's Soccer League, they won the championship, but nobody talks about the girls playing soccer. But the Liberty, who had really gotten some momentum, they went out in the first round too. And then a lot was expected at the beginning of the season. High hopes for the Jets and the new coach. High hopes for maybe Jackson Dart and the Giants. But week one they lose to the Commanders. But week two at the Giants, oh my. Russell Wilson up and down the field. And they lose to the Cowboys in overtime. The Cowboys, the kicker hitting 60-odd yard kicks. So the Giants go 0-2. We know what the Jets did. Nothing more need be said. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I want you to do. The tradition on New Year's Eve, at least in Latino households, is that we throw a bucket of water out the window in a symbolic gesture of throwing out the old and welcoming in the new. So tonight, for the remaining hours of this year, 2025, I will open up the phone lines to you, 888-808-1019, and let you just get it off your chest and get rid of it. Cleanse yourself of the sports agony that we have all been through in this calendar year of 2025. So it's all on the table. The Rangers didn't make the playoffs. The Islanders didn't make the playoffs. The Devils got knocked out by the Hurricanes in 5 games. We had repeat champions in 2025, both in hockey and baseball. Now, maybe on a national level, we saw one of the greatest World Series that we have ever seen. But the Yankees weren't in it. So 2025 is the year to forget for New York sports. Nothing went as we had hoped it would. Absolutely nothing. So get it off your chest, 888-808-1019. Cleanse yourself of it. I've got a couple of questions because we are nearing Hall of Fame season. And shortly we're going to know who will go into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I'm going to give you the ballot. I'm going to read the ballot up and down, and you're going to tell me who you think should be in, who should get in. This year's baseball ballot is interesting because of the new names coming in this year. There really isn't much to pick. It's going to go back to guys that have already been on the ballot. And it was a piece that I read today about Juan Soto, when he was struggling at the beginning of the year, went to Carlos Beltran for advice. And that Carlos Beltran, who had his own ups and downs when he first signed his big contract with the Mets, really kind of helped out Juan Soto between the years at a point where Soto was really struggling at the beginning of the year. But Carlos Beltran is on the 2025, which, you know, the vote will be right here coming up soon in 2026, on the ballot. And more than likely, from the list of names that I'm going to give you, I think Carlos Beltran is probably a shoe-in to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. But I'm going to give you all the names. I'm also going to give you the names of the finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And the debate that I have seen as of late has been about Eli Manning. Should Eli Manning get in right now as a first ballot Hall of Famer? Or is this his first? It may be his first. I may be wrong about it. Maybe his second. But I think it's his first. But is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? And I've watched arguments online and on social media all day and have listened to phone calls here. You know, Big Mac had 5 hours practically of all Giant talk. Should Eli Manning get in to the Pro Football Hall of Fame? And since when I'm on the radio, we always talk a little something, either music or movies. So tomorrow night, ABC on New Year's Day is going to have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. That ceremony. I'm going to give you those names. There's a lot of New York flavor to it going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, too. And you tell me if everyone is deserving and is there someone that should have gotten in that didn't. All right? So all of that on the table. But really, the main thing we're going to do tonight is put 2025 behind us, and I want predictions for 2026. And if you'd like to share your New Year's resolution with everybody, you're more than welcome to. You're going to lose some weight? Is that the one thing, Alex, most people on New Year's Eve always think about? Is that the number one resolution?
I want to go to the gym more because it's so frustrating. I go to the gym every now and then, and every time I go in January, it's just packed. And then once it hits February, half of them are gone.
Once you get to Martin Luther King Day, on the third Monday of January.
It's the 19th, I think, this year.
Is it the 19th, 20th, the 19th of January? It starts to thin out. You know, the gym will be packed starting probably Friday. New Year's Day, people are still recouping from hanging out tonight. But by Friday morning, all the gyms will be packed. And that's usually New Year's resolution number one, is trying to get back into shape and lose some weight. So, you know, maybe those, what do you call those HL shots, whatever, that people are taking nowadays to try to help themselves, GL, whatever. They're expensive, but they do work. All right, 888-808-1019. If you want to get in, we are now in business. Give me your biggest moment of 2025. Is it the Halliburton shot? To me, that's the most consequential sports play of the entire year. Because the Knicks were on their way, had momentum, had the wind at their backs, and were on their way to an NBA Finals. Now, were they going to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder? Probably not. The Thunder are a darn good basketball team. Should Eli Manning get in right off the bat into the Hall of Fame? And are you okay with Carlos Beltran getting in? Let me give you the names. Now, these are the returning candidates for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Carlos Beltran, Andrew Jones, Chase Utley, Alex Rodriguez, and I think Alex should be in. Probably not going to get in, but he should be. Manny Ramirez, and this is Manny's final year of eligibility. Now, here's a name, Andy Pettit. Should Andy Pettit get into the Baseball Hall of Fame? Felix Hernandez, Bobby Abreu, spent some time with the Yankees. Jimmy Rollins. Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley remind me of Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker. Trammell in, Whitaker not. And I think both of those duos, probably all four of those guys, should be in. Omar Vizquel, great defensive player, hit late in his career, but some issues later on, probably won't get in. Dustin Pedroia. Now, the new names, first time names on the ballot this year. Ryan Braun, Shin-Shu Chu. Now, Braun had issues, remember, with the packages that were some deliveries, and I don't need to walk you back down memory lane there, but Edwin Encarnacion, Gio Gonzalez, had a cup of coffee with the Yankees, Alex Gordon, left fielder for the Kansas City Royals, Cole Hamels, interesting, Cole Hamels, MVP 2008 World Series, Matt Kemp, Howie Kendrick, Nick Markakis, Daniel Murphy, and Hunter Pence. Also, Rick Porcello. So those are the 12 that make their debut on the ballot. I got to be honest with you. Of these 12 that are the new names on the ballot, I don't think any one of them is Hall of Fame worthy. Do you? I don't think so. So when we go back to the previous list, the guys that are the returning candidates, that's where you're going to get guys in this year is from the return list. I think Carlos Beltran, who was just a couple of points away from getting to the 75%, I think Beltran gets in this year. And Andrew Jones, I believe Andrew Jones last year was at about 66, 67%. Can he get to the 75% to get in? I think he can. Andy Pettit is... it's tough from a Yankee point of view.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You might think Andy Pettit is worthy of the Hall of Fame. Is he? Give me an honest answer. I think he comes up, and I hate to say this, but I think he comes up a little short. A little short. Now, Mussina is in. There's types of pitchers like Andy Pettit that are in the Hall of Fame. I'd have to compare. Alex, let's compare Mike Mussina's stats to Andy Pettit's stats. And see, I'm trying to push him over the finish line here to get Andy Pettit into the Hall of Fame. But right now, from what I'm looking at, it's Beltran and Andrew Jones. 888-808-1019, New Year's Eve with Ricky Ricardo. Peter in Manhattan kicks us off. Hello, Peter.
How you doing, Ricky? Happy New Year to you and your family.
Same to you.
Yeah, I agree with you I don't know. Patty's going to be tough because he has the steroid use. I mean, that's for the. But the stats now. Listen, Ricky, he went close to 250 games, so I think that's over the top. So I put him in. Now Vizquel is a definite in. I have no idea why he's not in. He probably won more than 10 Golden Gloves. Plus, he's got close to 3,000 hits as a shortstop, so he's in. Andrew Jones, Ricky, is one of the three players that has had more than 400 home runs and 10 Golden Gloves. So he's a definite shoe. And then Beltran, of course. So those are the four I put in. Only, I think, is on the fence. I don't think so. The new people, I don't think anybody's in.
I don't think, of the new list, I don't think anybody gets in. Remember, Vizquel had some issues, you know, off-field issues after his retirement, which are going to hurt him, obviously.
Yeah, but Ricky. Mm-hmm. But Ricky, he got close to 2,900 hits, and his defensive. How many Golden Gloves did he win? 12. I mean, I have no idea why he's not in. So that's my take.
Well, the only reason he's not in is because of what happened off the field and some allegations.
Yeah. All right.
Some ugly allegations. But that's the only reason that Omar Vizquel isn't in. All right. Let's go to the pro football ballot.
All right. Yeah, I think sadly, you know, looking at the names that went over yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think they only put five people in, so I don't think Manning is one of the five deserving. I mean, you have a lot of deserving people in, so I think Manning at some point makes it, but I don't think this the year. So I think he's a Hall of Famer, but not this year. So I think it's going to take a few years to get.
So you think Manning deserves to get it, but not now?
Yeah, because if you look at the players, I mean, I don't have the list in front of them, but they went over yesterday. So there's,
I've got the list right here. All right, here are the finalists for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame, right? Yeah. Willie Anderson, great offensive lineman, Cincinnati Bengals.
So he's
Drew Brees. Drew Brees has to get in.
He's in. Easy. Yeah.
Jari Evans, Saints, probably not. Larry Fitzgerald, shoo-in. Got to get in.
Easy.
Frank Gore. Frank Gore's got to get in.
Yeah. He had, 12,000 yards?
Frank Gore's like the third leading rusher all time. All right.
Yeah. All right. Three.
All right. Torrey Holt from the Rams, a receiver. You know, maybe not. Luke Kuechly, linebacker for the Panthers. Eli. Terrell Suggs, the pass rusher for the Ravens.
Right.
Adam Vinatieri. That's
easy. Why didn't get in last year? I have no idea.
That's a tricky one. Adam Vinatieri, the great kicker for the Patriots.
I think he's a shoo-in. No, you don't think he's a shoo-in?
I'm not so sure. Reggie Wayne. How about Reggie Wayne?
Yeah, I think he's in. Yeah.
All right, Kevin Williams, lineman from the Vikings. Yeah. Then you have two Cowboys, Jason Witten and Darren Woodson.
Yeah, Witten is in. So there, you have five right there.
And then Marshall Yanda from the Ravens. So those.
Yeah, so there's my five. So I have six.
Now, how many get in? Five, right?
I think five. So that's why I don't put Manning. I think Manning last year had his best shot because last year was a bit weaker.
So this is Eli's second year on the ballot.
That's correct. Last year, he did not get in. I thought last year he was going to get in. So, regrettably, he didn't. So, I think this year you have those six, Ricky. So, I think no.
So, you're keeping Eli out, huh? All right, Peter.
For now, yeah. I mean, until next year, I don't know what quarterbacks you get in, but, you know, I think it's going to be tough. I thought last year was his year, so that's it. Rick, it's things I like to throw out. I'm tired of the Dodgers winning. I mean, I hate the Dodgers. You know, I hate your Eagles. I hope they don't win it. So, these are the things I don't want to see. So
all right, so throw it all out. Throw it out. Right. 2025.
And regrettably, Ricky, my New Year's resolution is my family members always scream at me because I always screw up. So I'm trying not to screw up that much this year. So my New Year's resolution of family members not to be yelling at me this year.
There you go. You're not going to screw up, Peter. No more screwing up for Peter so his family can get off his case. All right? That's his New Year's resolution. Interesting. Jimmy is in Oceanport. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, Ricky. How's it going?
Good. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you.
I'm doing well, thanks. I wanted to talk about Aaron Glenn and the Jets situation.
All right. Go right ahead.
Rewind to last year. He was my number two on my list behind Rabel, and so I was excited to bring him in. And over most of the year, I was a staunch Glenn defender. Most people want him gone, but and things have changed, right? Like to me, like it's rule of thumb to fire a coach is when a team quits on him. And on Sunday, that's what I saw. I saw a team quit on him. And so I'm done defending him. There's nothing you could possibly do. And then all the stuff he's saying, like, how could you possibly still defend him?
Well,
I don't understand.
Are you okay with the one and done with a head coach? Just the concept of one and done with a head coach. You're okay with that?
Yeah. I think if you know he's not the right guy, I think you're wasting.
Now, is Muji the guy to get rid of him, or is Glenn the guy that tells Muji what to do? See, that's the issue inside the Jet, you know, power, you know, structure, is who is making decisions here. All right, is it going to be Woody that steps forward and makes a move, or
yeah,
you know,
I hear you. I don't trust that. The only person in our organization I trust right now is Darren Muji. Mm-hmm. I hope he brings his guy
but
in.
Does Muji
and Woody stays out of it?
Does Muji have the power to get rid of the head coach? I'm not so sure about that.
You're right. Listen, I hate Woody. I hope he gets out of here too. But he owns the franchise. He's not selling. So, if he could come down and get Glenn out of here, that would be great. I'd love to see that. And hopefully we get a real coach in next year.
Well, you might know on Monday, on Black Monday, the Monday after the last regular season game, that's usually when the axe falls on coaches. So you may know on Monday.
We may. We'll see. Yeah.
All right, what's the biggest moment in 2025 New York sports for you was what?
For me, well, I'm only half a New York fan. I'm the Jets and Devils fan.
Well, the Devils got eliminated in five. Sorry. I'm a Devils fan, too, so we're going to have to live with that one. The Devils were the only one of the three teams that got into the playoffs in 2025. Jan is in Merrick. Jan, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Ricky. How you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thank you. Well, you tell me where you want me to start.
All right, give me the
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fames, and then give me a 2025.
Well, I'm unfortunately a Mets, Jets, Rangers, and Knicks fan. So
this is a year you want to throw out the back window tonight, right?
You could almost argue part of 24, you could do the same, right? At least the Mets had that run, that magical run in 2024.
Yeah, the Mets brought you joy. They got to, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Late in that series with the Dodgers, but this year to not get in and have the Cincinnati Reds, who got manhandled by the Dodgers, to have the Reds get in is more than embarrassing. And to lose two out of three in Miami on the final weekend of the season,
and the season hasn't ended too well given our offseason so far, because I question not bringing back Diaz, and I was one of those who said, if you want a guy not to leave the room, you make sure you give him a good enough raise that he's not going to go look elsewhere. And clearly, David Stearns didn't share the same view. Partly, I can understand the view on Pete Alonso, though I'm not quite sure how they're replacing him in the lineup, as much as I'm good with Jorge Polanco coming on board. A, he's not really a first baseman, and B, that right-handed power bat behind Soto is clearly lacking in this lineup right now.
Mm. Well, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt until pitchers and catchers report, all right? So there's still some time for him to make some moves. What was the, your Hall of Fame stances here?
So in terms of Hall of Fame, I have a lot of different views on this one.
Right,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a Met fan. You know, I remember Beltran struggles his first year and then going for 41-117 the next year and how good he was. In my opinion, he's the one who's been penalized most for the cheating, quote-unquote, scandal. A lot of others got off. He paid his dues. He didn't get in the first year. I think he belongs in. As somebody who watched Andrew Jones his entire career, to me, he's clearly a Hall of Famer as well. And if you haven't looked at it, I'm sure you have not, Mr. Tibbs, who's moved over to Blue Sky. Both of those guys are trending extremely well in terms of the early votes, about 100 or so that he's tabulated so far. Beltran's in about the 85-86% range. Jones is in about the 82% range. Both of those guys, in my opinion, should be in. I think King Felix is going to eventually get in, though I don't think he's going to make it this year, but he's clearly trending in the right direction. I am of the belief, besides the fact that Pettit used HGH not once but twice, to me, he is a Hall of Famer. Beyond just what he did during the regular season, he was the Yankee stopper in the playoffs. I mean, they purposely had him go in the game they knew they had to win. If you put his postseason numbers there, that, to me, pushes him over the line. I think Chase Utley likely eventually gets in, but he's not going to get in this season. And I'm also a believer that I think that Mark Burley is eventually going to get in based upon his numbers. Sorry about the sirens behind me, ambulance behind me. But that's also, all. I also think that he eventually is going to get in. So interesting. I think those guys have good shots. I agree with you. Nobody on this year's ballot just belongs getting in. I don't think anyone comes close. Maybe Cole Hamels, though. His last 5-6 years in the majors were very injury prone.
And
I agree with you also in terms of his scale. I do think that the scandal is what's costing him the votes, because he was trending very positively also originally.
Yeah, no, I think Hamels, and thank you for the call. I think Hamels was mediocre his last few years, stuck around a little bit too long, which, you know, leaves a lasting impression on the voters. So, but interesting, Mark Burley. I don't think Mark Burley has a snowball's chance in you-know-what to get in. But now there's another one. Andy Pettit. Now, Alex, we have, Mussina, Pettit, close?
They're very close. For me, I would choose Mussina.
Over Pettit?
Yeah.
Do you put Andy in?
Right now, I wouldn't. All but right. Maybe, I think eventually he will.
Eventually? All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.